Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Singer, songwriter, actor, dad. He's hanging tough as always. The magic's still alive with my man, Joey McIntyre. What's up, Joe?
What's up, sir? Thank you.
Oh, man. Happy to have you on. I know that you're a very talented guy. I see you playing your guitar and playing the piano. I'm very fascinated with the process of making a song. And I know you got some hits under your belt, so I'm hoping maybe you can give us some insight. Is it the lyrics that come first? Is it the music that comes first? Explain Joey's process for making a hit record.
Well, I think for me, it's usually the melody with like some kind of a lyric or idea attached to it. I have been lucky enough to have a top 10 hit that I wrote and produced myself, and certainly the new kids have made a lot of great records. But even people that I know who've had a lot of hit records or a handful of hit records, I mean, it's like you have that confidence, you want to write the next one, but it's still, you know, you're only as good as your next song kind of a thing. You know what I mean? You never feel like you know the formula because it's always sort of changing. And then that comes back to, you got to make yourself happy. That balance of like, oh, is this right? Is this hot? Is this fresh? I think it's going to start with just being open and honest and saying something real.
I was just talking with Chili and T-Boz from TLC just a couple days ago, and they're telling me how they really got screwed over on their record deal, and they were young, and they were naive, and they had Grammys, and they had big records, and they were telling me they didn't really have a whole lot to show for it. I'm curious, you're 15. I mean, who was representing you at the time, and do you feel like you got your fair shake? Because you guys were, like, billions of dollars were made on that brand.
Yeah, I think we were okay. I think we had, early on, we actually had an agent, a sports agent, come on as a piece of the puzzle. And we had, you know, we had a lot of parents looking. It's like my dad used to say, who watches the watchers? You know, you got to kind of watch everybody. And we did okay. I mean, we did more than okay. And I mean, business is business. I mean, you're always going to be looking at the numbers and going, wait a minute, he gets that or he gets that? How much does he get? You know, because as artists and rock stars, you're supposed to not care about that, right? You know what I mean? It's like, hey, you just played an arena, man. Look what you get, you know, and they hand you this money and you go, wow, I get all this. But then you look at the numbers and it's like, wait a minute, how much did you get? You know, so you really got to, you got to kind of put your business hat on sometimes, too. That being said, I think overall, you know, we were in good hands way back in the day, and we got a good team now. So, yeah, it's not fun to pay attention to that stuff, but you got to.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. We're excited to be talking to Joey McIntyre. He's getting ready to set out on his solo Joe tour. I mean, this is a world tour. He's going to be making stops in Ireland and the UK and all over the U.S. If you want to get your tickets, find out where Joey's going to be this summer, just go to joeymcintyre.com. I also follow you on the gram. And good thing there was no social media back in the day when you guys were doing your thing. But I was just checking you out, and I saw that you now have a son that's driving. So I'm curious, what's more nerve-wracking, being 15-year-old Joey and having to keep up with new kids, or being on Broadway, or watching your son drive you around L.A.?
Probably my 15-year-old self.
That's what I mean, yeah?
My 15-year-old, me behind the wheel when I was 15, that's nerve-wracking. I trust my son, Griffin. I think he's going to do okay, and he's very excited. I think he got his permit like the first day he could, lawfully get it. So he's excited to, get behind the wheel. And it's a trip. It's a trip.
That's wild, Ben. We remember you as a kid, and now you got kids that are driving. It's like time flies, and you're still kicking ass, man. So we're excited about the big summer tour, this solo Joe tour. What can we expect when we get our tickets and go check you out? You doing some new kids songs? Is it all your original music? How's the show go?
It's a mix, definitely. I play at least two or three of new kids. I got my own music that I've recorded over the years. I've done some theater, my career, and the standards. I also call them the new standards. To me, new standards are like U2. And Elton John and George Michael. So there's a good mix of everything. It wasn't the easiest set list to put together because I like so many things, but I think I've got a good handle of what the tour is going to be.
I want to see if you can clear up some rumors, because there are a lot of rumors surrounding you and the band, and I'm thinking, hey, I got you on. Let's just see if we can just get the truth right from the horse's mouth. That's cool. All right. So I'm hearing that there was this one time on a tour bus that got really scary for you guys because the fans got crazy. They started like shaking the bus, pounding the bus, to where you guys feared that the bus was going to be tipped over. Do you ever remember that happening?
Maybe not a bus, but maybe a van. I remember when we first went to the UK, we would do shows in the UK in London. And wow. I mean, they would bang the crap. You felt like the glass was going to break, because they would just run up to the van and just start smacking the hell out of it. And you swore they were going to break through. We had lots of moments where, it got a little out of hand. And most of the time it was fun, but every once in a while it felt a little dangerous.
I noticed you just yawned when I brought the new kids up. Do you get bored talking about the new kids on the block? Does it put you to sleep?
No, just edit that out. I'm up at I'm in LA. So
I'm not editing that out, man. That's gold, man.
I'm waking up at 6 in the morning, so my apologies. I was like, did he hear that?
I don't want to bring up stuff that puts you to sleep, and I'm curious about that. Like it's so long ago, and probably everybody wants to talk to you about that. So it's got to get a little annoying sometimes, right?
No. I mean, it's what we have with the new kids and our fans is it's one in a million. We really have something special. We're still playing arenas and touring and keeping it fresh, and we're very passionate about the relationship we have with our fans, and part of that is talking about old times, and we're not faking it. What I'm saying, it's a real thing, so I don't mind sharing it all.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. A lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. These blockheads, they're serious, and they want to know the truth. I'm wondering if this is a true story. I heard that there was a show at the very peak of your guys' magical summer tour that you were doing. And at one point, Donnie's singing, you're singing. Not sure who's supposed to be singing, but you guys are singing over each other, and you both get upset and walk off the stage, and then you have to be like asked to come back. Is that true?
Yeah, that's good. That is true. Yeah, that is true. That's a good one. That was, you know, a point where things just started to boil over. You know, you're in the biggest band in the world. I think everybody has different, there's a different purpose. You start to kind of spread out. First of all, you know, I was younger, but, you know, the rest of the new kids, they're 19, 20, 21. You really start trying to figure out who you are. You know, you start, like, kind of asserting yourself. And Donnie was, you know, he's a big personality, especially back then. He's very talented, and in a lot of ways, the group was taking a lot of hits. You know, when you're that big, you know, we took a lot of crap from some haters, and so it was really a situation where the intentions were right, you know, but it eventually it's going to kind of seep in, and I think that was a situation of just disagreeing of how we want to go about it. And Donnie and I are very different, but very similar in a lot of ways. And I think that means you're going to butt heads a lot. But I'm grateful for that relationship. And again, a lot of bands don't hang in there. You know what I mean? That's why groups break up, and they don't have the benefit of getting back together and learning how to work together. And we've seen the benefits of that as a group, you know, staying together and enjoying all these amazing experiences so many years later.
Yeah, so many legendary bands, and Pink Floyd being one of them, where, you know, two members just they won't speak, and it's too bad that, you know, we'll never see that band get together, and they're up there in age, and so probably will never happen. So kudos to you guys for putting some of those differences aside and keep blocking and keep rocking. I do have some names I'd like to bring up to you, and then you just tell me the first thing that comes to mind. These names associated with you in some way, shape, or form. Gary Marshall, when I mention his name, what do you think of?
Legend. Hilarious, kind legend. Not that Tom Hanks and I are buddies, but I saw him recently, and he does a great Gary Marshall. But I said, my Gary Marshall is better than your Gary Marshall. And he kind of gave me I gave him a little spiel, because Gary, he talks like, we're going to do a movie. It's going to be good. Everybody's going to hear it. But I don't know if you are going to like it, but they're going to like it and eat popcorn, and everybody will be happy. So Gary was, you know, to work with him for a little while was just a master class, you know.
What did you learn? What was the biggest thing you took from him in that master class?
He started Happy Days. He started the Odd Couple. You know, he directed, you know, Pretty Woman. You know, that, I mean, you're talking about old school humor, but that stuff that works, you know, you're talking about like Dick Van Dyke. You know what I mean? Like, you're talking about that kind of funny that you just can't get unless you're working with those people. And it's a joy, and I'm so glad I'm part of that family. He still has his namesake on a theater in Burbank, California, that does a lot of great work, and it was a treat.
And for those that don't know, Joey played the Fonz on Broadway, working with the great Gary Marshall. The next name I'll bring up is, how about Frank Sinatra? When I mention Frank Sinatra's name, what's the first that comes to mind?
I mean, obviously, hard to not say legend again, but I think about my dad. You know, I was the youngest of nine kids, so my dad, you know, was from two generations away, and we played Frank Sinatra and Nat King Cole and Bing Crosby and all those great, you know, standards, you know, great pop tunes from way back when. And, you know, certainly Frank, the way he told the story within the song is just something to behold, and I think has seeped in me and is a part of who I am as a performer, for sure.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. What about Maurice Starr, the gentleman and the guy that was the mastermind putting all you guys together?
A sweetheart with the hugest chip on his shoulder ever. So talented, and, you know, wanted to show the world that, you know, we had something special. And he would tell that when nobody knew who the hell we were. He said, it's going to be big. And they would just kind of look at him and go, uh-huh, okay. And, we're lucky enough to have met up with that guy.
What's the best concert you've ever been to in your life?
Oh, gosh. Wow.
You've probably been to a lot of them, I'm sure.
That's a good question. I saw a private gig in L.A. When I say private, it was sort of like last minute. Prince.
Wow.
He was... Yeah, and he would just do, you know, he would play an arena and then go to a club after the show and play more. He was just, my son and I just watched YouTube of that when he played that solo on As My Guitar Gently Weeps at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Have you ever seen that?
I haven't, no. I'm going to check it out, though, now that you mention it.
Google it, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Prince. As My Guitar Gently Weeps, in front of, like, as you can imagine, tons of, like, legendary guitar players. And he freaking slays it. But he was just one of a kind, man. I mean, what he did and how he did it. And I've been talking about touring and, you know, taking care of myself. But, like, that dude wouldn't talk. You know, he would. That's why he was so quiet all the time, because he would never want to use any extra energy, because he'd use it all on the stage. You know, once he got on the stage, he was like this, you know, rocket ship. But he's something else.
And I know you're come from that blue collar Boston area. We talk a lot of sports here. When you talk Celtics, Bruins, Red Sox, Patriots, is there like a certain order? Are you a big sports fan being from Boston? Everybody from Boston loves sports, right?
We're in mourning. You know, we thought the Bruins, you know, we got the President's Cup curse. They had the greatest season of all time and get knocked out in the first round. That hurt. And then the Celtics almost made history this year, and we blew it in game seven. So, but we're very lucky. We're very lucky. It's a great sports town. You know, our teams have been so good the last 20 years. So we really can't complain. But yeah, man, I mean, those teams are, you know, it's in our blood.
It's been a nice run for Beantown. And then finally, I want to ask you about your acting career. You got something we should see this summer coming on Lifetime. I know you sing, you dance, and act.
Yes. It's based on the V.C. Andrews novels, which a lot of people know, and they're pretty gnarly. They're pretty wild and spicy, and they take place in the 70s. So I played this guy who's not the greatest guy in the world, but it gets pretty hot and crazy, and so grab your glass of wine and tune in.
And ladies, Joe, do we call you Joe or Joey? Have you dropped the Y?
It's whatever you like.
All right, I think the ladies still like calling you Joey, and I've watched. Go follow him on Instagram. He's still got those baby blue eyes. He's still singing. He's still dancing. And looking good, by the way. You must be keeping up a good regimen in the gym and taking care of yourself. Looking forward to seeing you out on tour on the Solo Joe Tour this summer. And thanks for your time, man. Big fan of your work.
Thanks so much, man. It was great to talk to you.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.